What's hot and what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot with this market today?
You know, I'm going to go a little untraditional and say that it's the cattle markets right now. You know, last week we had live cattle trading to new contract highs on a consistent basis. We also saw a pretty strong cash trade develop out there. Cattle on feed report last Friday came in and it was as expected. So, you know, we are showing a tightening of supply out there as far as the cattle herd is concerned and the cattle going into feedlots. So, you know, I think cattle continue to have a little bit of a bright spot as far as this market is concerned.
You know, we've been expecting that cattle supplies to tighten up, and we haven't been getting it on the cattle and feeds until this till Friday.
Exactly. I mean, we've been, because of the drought situation, we've been seeing a lot of, you know, the calves being placed a lot sooner than average, you know, and we're not adding to the cattle. So we knew at some point we had to start seeing a little tightening on the placements. It finally started to show up here in the October one. And we've been seeing a lot of cows go to butcher, you know, go into slaughter. And that's kind of kept the supply meeting the demand. Now we're going to start to see that go backwards.
Right. Also, seems like a pretty decent bean oil market.
Bean oil has been strong. I mean, you know, besides, you know, Russia attacking some of the sunflower facilities in the Ukraine, we're seeing some heavy rains that is causing some palm oil production. That's really pushed the soybean oil market. So, I would put that as kind of the bright spot here as far as the grains are kind of as the hot side. You know, the grains have been doing very well as we're going through harvest, but I think harvest pressure is going to come in and put a little pressure on those.
Yeah, and that's the what's not hot part.
Exactly. That's what's not hot. And crude oil, you know, that market's been getting, seeing a little bit of pressure come into it. And that, I think, would have to fall into that category as well.
That's what's hot and what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk.